Gather round me, people, and a story I will tell about a brave young Indian lad you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley out in Arizona land. Down the ditches, for a thousand years, the sparkling water rushed till the white man stole the water rights and the running water hushed. Ira's folks was hungry, the fields grew thick with weeds, but when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine went to war. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. But only 27 lived to walk back down again. And after the fight was over and Old Glory proudly raised, among the men who held her high was an Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine went to war. Well, Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated throughout the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he's just a Pima Indian. No food, no friend, no chance. And nobody cared what Ira had did. And when do the Indians dance? Ira took to drinking hard. Jail often was his home. They used to let him raise the flag there and lower it, just like you'd throw a dog a bone. And Ira died drunk early one morning, all alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine who went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is still as dry, and his ghost, well, it's lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine.